We'll go ahead. Are we ready?
Yep, it's recording.
Okay, this is the Vanguard Academy board meeting, Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. And I'd like to begin the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Okay, looks like there's no public comments. This is a meeting specifically for just the three items, the board composition, policy update, and new hires. So we'll go right into our board composition. We need to do a roll call. Yes, let's do a roll call. This is Kent Johnson, board chair.
Joy Palmer, board assistant.
Joshua Peterson, vice chair.
Eric Freeman, board member.
Darren Jenkins, board member.
Ben Robinson, board member.
Charles Reynolds, school director.
Dan Jessup, board member.
Scott Kingston, board member.
Kim Mangum, board member.
Grace Mitchell, board treasurer.
Thank you. So we'll go right on to the board composition. As board chair, we actually have two board members that have decided to resign or step back from that role today. First of all, I'd like to say I appreciate the board, appreciate all the service from everyone. Our first order of business on the composition is my term is up on the board chair. I'd like to make a recommendation. We'll move someone else into the board chair position. And we want to step back. We'll do the first one we're looking at is Joshua Peterson for the vice chair. He's made his intention known that he would like to move out of that role. And we would like to nominate someone to take his position as the vice chair. I know we have a nominating committee that we've tasked that to, and I think they have come up with a nomination for vice chair for a recommendation for the board. If we want to open that up at this point for either nominations, we'll get asked the nominating committee or discussion on that position. We'll do that at this point.
I would like to nominate Scott Kingston as the vice chair.
So the nomination is for Scott Kingston to move in that role. We'll open that up for discussion or motions. We can talk about that as a board if there's any concerns or thoughts. I know we've been discussing and thinking about this. I actually feel really good about that as the next step.
We have to allow everybody to nominate and then close nominations. Is that how it works? Or?
I think at this point we have a discussion on that.
Yeah.
If there's any discussion, any other, we can entertain motions if we feel comfortable with that.
You step down from lunch.
Yeah, this so. Will after this one we will. So.
Okay. I like Scott.
I have one question. Does Scott want to be vice chair? Is he okay with it?
Mm-hmm.
That's
my
good job.
Okay. Yeah, he has said that he really wants that role. Let's step into that role.
Yeah, the reason I recommend that I nominate is because he does have the business skills and the experience to fill that role.
Okay. So do we have a motion?
I made the motion.
Okay. So Ben has seconded that motion. For this position, we'll take a roll call vote.
Don't we have to close nominations before we vote?
We do. If are there any other nominations, or can we close that?
Anybody want to step up for the role?
Should we motion? I motion to close the nominations.
Okay.
I second that motion.
Okay, all in favor of closing the nominations, say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, say no. The vote is unanimous. The nominations have been closed. So at this point, we have a motion and a second for the vice chair position. And we'll go around each board member and say yes or no.
Joshua Peterson, yes.
Eric Freeman, yes.
Darren Jenkins, yes.
Ben Robinson, yes.
Dan Jessup, yes.
Kim Mangum, yes.
Grace Mitchell, yes.
And Kent Johnson, yes. So it's unanimous. I mean, Scott, how do you agree? So. Okay, so Scott has officially moved into the vice chair position at this point. The next order of business will be for the board chair. And I, as well, were offering or entertaining motions for the replacement of the board chair. Like I said, I appreciate the years. Anyway, we appreciate the years of service on Vanguard, and I'm actually looking really forward to the continuing success of Vanguard. I'm really excited for the future, and I appreciate the work with this board. But anyway, we'll open up for discussion. If anybody has any discussion on board nominations for, and I am actually. Nominating committee has recommended, and I have recommended to have Eric Freeman be the next board chair.
I'll nominate Eric.
And
is there nomination?
Do we need to close those? We probably need to close the nominations again.
Are there any others?
There's any other nominations for that?
We didn't going to say thank you ourselves.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
I appreciate working with everyone here. It's been a real pleasure, you know, a real privilege for me. And I appreciate each one of if there's no further nominations, we can entertain a motion to close.
All motion to close nominations.
We have a second to close nominations for the board chair. Will all in favor say yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Say yes. All opposed say no. So the voting is unanimous. The nominations have been closed. So now the vote is on Eric Freeman as the board chair. And we'll vote on it. So put it on the table for each board member.
Yeah, I say yes.
Say your name.
Joshua Peterson, yes.
Darren Jenkins, yes.
Ben Robinson, yes.
Dan Jessup, yes.
Scott Kingston, yes.
Kim Mangum, yes.
Grace Mitchell, yes.
And I vote as well. But, the voting is unanimous from this point forward. And we can, I think, Eric has moved into the board chair position. We still have more board composition left. But we'll turn that over to Eric to complete that. And I believe the nominating committee will go through their nominations and recommendations. So,
can we resign
at
this point?
So, along with mine and Joshua's move off of the board, chair and vice chair, we both have offered our letters of resignation. And I believe now would be an appropriate time to offer those letters of resignation. I'll probably turn this over to the new board chair. And so, effectively, then we would be removed from the board, I guess.
So it's active immediately, not when the meeting finishes?
It is active. As soon as the person who accepts it, if they accept it, then it's effective immediately.
So from this point forward,
if you accept it. So if you accept your position, then.
Yes. And I accepted the position.
And you accept
that. I accept the resignations that were submitted.
Very good. And here's the continued agenda. Oh, you're okay.
So for the rest, so we're replacing two board members then?
Yes. And so the recommendations of the nominating committee, we did, when Joshua and Kent let us know that they would be resigning, it did open up two board places, and we did do interviews to find the best qualified board members that would help the school. We did have three applicants, and the first one was Debbie Llewellyn, and she is very qualified. She's helped us all throughout the warning status, information status. She's helped us with our bylaws, and she has the contacts and the different things that would help the school. She said that she would be very interested in being on our board, and I feel like she is a really good candidate.
I mentioned something on hers from her. She also has served on boards of other schools.
Yes.
So that's a very helpful thing, I feel like, having some experience with other schools.
And I believe she's actually the trainer that does the open and public board meetings. And so she's very, very well versed in holding board members, board meetings for board members. Our second interview applicant was Brad Nelson. And he also was very qualified. He comes from a finance-driven background. He also has been the director over, I believe, 7 schools. And he's very, very qualified in finance and compliance. He served with Royce on UAPCS. And so he has all the connections there. And he would actually be a really good help to our school as well. Our third applicant was Dave Palmer, and he is not real well versed in the charter school community. He does have the experience in computer science, so his time would be flexible, and expressed an interest in being on our board. And so after reviewing all the qualifications that came from the interview, we are recommending that we take on Debbie Llewellyn and Brad Nelson for the two new board members, two new board positions. And so that would be our recommendations for them from the nominating committee.
Okay. Is there any discussion from anybody on those two candidates? Any questions?
Am I looking at just their resumes or their application?
So this is just the interviews. You're welcome to look at the interviews that we went through with the nominating committee. You can bring out whatever you feel like that I missed and run a little bit.
I might mention for the benefit of the board, although President Brad Nelson did mention that he was interested in the would accept.
Yes, Brad Nelson did contact me and said that he wasn't going to be available tonight, but he would be happy to accept that nomination, that position, if that's what our board decided to do.
Debbie, is that present tonight if anybody members have any questions for this
chart? Want to put you on the spot, Debbie.
And in their interviews, they both have really good connections with the state level boards. Debbie has a lot of good connections with the state charter board. Brad has a lot of good connections with the Utah State Board of Education. So their views will hold a lot of weight with those organizations.
Somebody else wants to ask? I think their experience and background will bring a lot to the school.
So any questions or any discussion?
Both actually excellent evidence. I think we would vote on each of them separately, right? So we can entertain motions to accept either one of them to join the board.
Make a motion to accept Debbie Llewellyn as our next board member in place of our legal board members.
I'll second that motion.
Everyone in favor, say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
I think we need to do a roll call on this one. Okay.
So Eric Freeman, yes.
Darren Jenkins, yes.
Ben Robinson, yes.
Dan Jessup, yes.
Scott Kingston, yes.
Tim Mangum, yes.
Grace Mitchell, yes.
Okay, so it's unanimous. So Debbie Llewellyn has been voted onto the board.
I'm going
to give
her a chance to accept.
You want to?
Since she's here,
there's a spot right there with an agenda.
Make a motion to accept Brad Nilsen as a new board member in place of a former board member.
So, second.
All in
Who
favor?
Seconded?
Scott.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Or we got to do a roll call.
Yes. Yeah. So all in favor. So, Eric Freeman, I vote yes. Darren Jenkins, yes.
Ben Robinson, yes.
Dan Jessup, yes.
Scott Kingston, yes.
Tim Mangum, yes.
Grace Mitchell, yes.
Okay, so that's unanimous. So Brad Nilsen is also accepted onto the board.
Okay.
Next on the agenda is our policy update. Can you turn it over to Charles for that?
And then hard copies, did you send out? Did you send out some of those?
While he's grabbing those, I'm wondering, you know, now's a good time to actually go over some of our successes.
Okay.
Our track team has actually been very successful. They have been taking top positions in the track meets. Joy, do you remember all the information on that?
Yeah, so I think two Saturdays ago, then there were medals awarded, and Vanguard students, I think, were awarded 9 out of 12 medals.
Yeah.
And last weekend they took the top, I think in university and varsity, the top three spots in both.
Yeah.
So they're doing pretty good.
So, yeah.
When's the state finals?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember.
I will find out.
I think they have one more track meet and then it goes state. So the kids are doing very well in track.
Yeah. And we're planning, the track team is planning a... It's on the Vanguard Fun Run, where all the families can come, and kids of all ages, not just Vanguard students, but everyone can bring their families and do a 5K. So that'll be coming up. They haven't announced the date yet. So.
As far as these policies, these are just updates to existing policies. Kind of clarify language. There are some that pending approval, reviewed by the governance committee, and we can just go through them one at a time. This first one, policy number 1.1, is our enrollment lottery policy, and it simply is clarifying language, referring directly to the Utah State Code as far as the process for conducting the lottery. And you can see that the language around there, open enrollment, is just kind of moved up above just contains the red light line and the strikeout. It is just clarifying the information and adding references directly to the state regulations. Other than that, there's, as far as the actual process of the lottery, there's no change in being proposed in the actual policy. It's just clarifying the language of the board for the policy. Eric, if you want me to review all of them ahead of time, or if you want to look at each policy number individually.
What does everyone else want to see on this? Do we want to go through? I think I'd like to review it before I vote on it.
Do you follow that?
Do you want Charles to explain each one? I think he's asking, do you want him to explain each one, or just let you read through it?
It might be helpful to explain each one. Yeah.
And if we need to, too, I can go through and explain, and we can actually get them approved in the next meeting versus having to hold on them now. Where I do apologize, this was supposed to have been emailed out a few days ago. We didn't find out until this morning that it hadn't done it.
Do we have a deadline on when it needs to be approved by?
No. Okay. They actually could be looked at. I think our next regular meeting is just next week.
Okay. It might make sense to just let everyone review it over the next week and then vote on it next week. Okay. If that's okay with everyone else.
We'll just pass all of them out to you and just submit them to you for review and put them on the agenda for next week as far as actually approving them. That's all that I have.
So then the next agenda item is new hires, and that's also being presented by Charles.
We've had a few applicants that have applied to be substitute teachers. We've actually had more than just these. We've had several applicants that we've looked at hiring. But we do have three applicants that demonstrated qualifications that they would be qualified to work part-time as substitute teachers. However, in the case of three of the applicants, in looking over them, there is a conflict with one or more board members. And so I'm bringing the names to the board to review the process of review and approval of these particular three candidates. Again, they are just part-time looking to work as and fill a position as a substitute teacher. The first candidate is Vanessa Jenkins. My understanding is we do have one board member who would have a conflict interest in her employment, Mr. Jenkins, Mr. Darren Jenkins. And so open up for her, recommend you disclose the relationship and that the board determine whether they would approve her to be hired as a substitute teacher.
So I'll just not vote on it. So you get some more of it.
So yeah, you have to recuse.
You already
go out of the room.
Right.
Yeah.
Really good.
I think Dan may be conflicted.
I'm her uncle.
Have any discussion before we entertain any motions?
I do know that as she's an interviewer, she appears both qualified. She's going to be substituting for one of our PE teachers who's off on maternity leave. Demonstrated she'll be very capable of covering those classes for her as long as she's on that leave. I do recommend myself her for that
position. So she's going to put the qualifications on the application. These are the three best applicants you
have. Yes, all of her years have been planned for substitute teaching. Some of them, like, one of them is actually just working periodically. This one, I am proposing to have her cover that.
What's her qualifications, education-wise?
She's actually going to college to be a teacher. And she is a former student in Vanguard, and she actually competed a lot of the stuff with the score, and she in the sports. She's very capable of maternity. I think there's only a couple of weeks left on the maternity leave, and I think she's would definitely be the most qualified candidate to take care of those classes.
And just to clarify, this position reports directly to you and not to anybody on the board.
Correct.
So there's not that conflict there either.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
So we can entertain a motion to approve that hire?
I have a motion to approve Vanessa Jenkins.
I second it.
All in favor? Yes.
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 Yes. Can I get who motioned again and seconded?
Grace motion.
Grace.
Ben seconded.
Okay. Okay, so that's approved. Unanimous.
Let's see. The next one is an individual that Mr. Jenkins would also be conflicted with. Mr. Jessup is not. I actually have a conflict.
I can go grab it.
And so I'm actually in the first one, so I'm going to turn it over to Joy to explain the position that she's holding to be filled. I'm going to step out myself.
Okay, I think we do understand. Okay, so this candidate is Lisa O'Brien, and she has been hired to help in the special ed department. We have a student that needs her, that needs basically full-time services, and so she would serve that student. She's really great. She works really well with kids. She's worked in schools before, and I think she would be great for this position.
She's worked at this school before?
She hasn't worked here before. Her kids attend here. Her kids attend here. Just her personality and her demeanor, she's very patient. She's already, been here for a little bit, and she's doing a really good job. So I think in special ed would be a really good place for her.
So she's going to be attending one student?
Yes, from what I understand.
Is she a new student that's going to be here 4 years?
Yeah, probably 6 years.
Six years.
Possibly longer. So. It would be nice if she stayed the whole time. So it says substitute, and so I'm not sure if she's substituting. I'm not sure if she's substituting for someone else that was already doing that, but that was what I understood, is that she's coming in.
So is this a full-time position?
Yeah.
Who would she be reporting to if there's a conflict with Charles?
Is there a special ed director that she'll report to?
Probably
so
the special ed director.
To him,
yeah.
Directly.
Yeah, there is a special ed director over the special ed department. So.
So we need to clarify that that's who she would report to.
Yeah, I don't think she would report directly to Charles.
It's like,
I think that's,
can I ask that?
Yeah.
Let me just find out. That was a surprise. I was going to
So what school do your kids attend?
So my kids attend a school in Alpine School District, Pleasant Grove Junior High, and Pleasant Grove High School. They all attended Mountainville Academy years ago. That's one of the schools I've served on the board at for several years.
So I was right. It is full-time special ed, and she would report to Marie Evans. She's not conflict. There's no conflict with her and Marie Evans.
Is there any discussion or questions before?
Is there any qualifications other than how well she works with kids?
Got to pass a background check in regular. I wasn't a part of her interview, but I don't know. I know she's worked in other schools in very.
She has worked in others.
In some capacity. So. She's a great parent volunteer. She's done a lot of stuff as a parent volunteer.
It's good to find people, isn't it?
It is.
And that's hard now.
It's hard, yeah.
Nice to get that student help. I don't know who they are.
I can't say that, but yeah, she is definitely needed.
Yeah. It takes a special person to help in the special ed department.
Absolutely.
So, very patient.
Yeah. Person. Yeah, she's pretty awesome. I think. But.
I motion to hire Lisa O'Brien.
Second.
All in favor, say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Say yes,
yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Okay, so it's unanimous, so that hire has been approved by the board.
So I need to mark that those guys were out. So okay. Charles and was it Darren?
Darren.
Substitute position, be able to be called at short notice if there's a missing teacher, which is hard, a little hard to find sometimes.
Yeah, valuable.
And I guess we're both the chair and the vice chair conflicted.
And the Sam. Who's the most senior member, Darren or Kim?
Well, it's Kim.
Okay, so any discussion, more discussion? So it'll just be a part-time, or as needed, substitute teacher on call. So that's handy.
She's taught before, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was a teacher at the Inside Learning Center 5 years ago. She also did was a daycare provider, I don't remember, for who or where.
Okay.
And just to clarify again, the substitute teacher will not be overseen by either board member. They're overseen by me. I just want to make that.
Yeah, that is
correct. Have that on the record. Okay.
That is
correct. I nominate to hire, or I motion to hire Lane Freeman as a substitute teacher.
I second it.
We have a vote. Everybody agrees, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, then she's the board approves. Five of them.
And you want the record to show there are five board
members. There are five board members present. Okay, and that closes this part. We can call
that's
the chair and the back in the room.
Thanks,
Dr. Shaw. We Scott out there a long time.
Okay.
So I think that's everything on the agenda. So we can entertain a motion to close. Anything else?
Motion to close.
I'll second it.
All in favor, vote yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. Any opposed? The meeting's closed.
Who seconded that one? Was it Scott?
I did.
Kim? Okay. Well,